The vampiric Watiko bug is a most elusive creature that is very hard to nail down. Because of my close encounters, I've always wanted to write something about vampires that would map my experience in a way that was helpful for others. In the introduction to my first book, I tell a dream I had where I was seeing Dracula and kept on trying to point him out to the other people in the dream, but no one else could see him. That dream has continued to incarnate and transform itself as time unfolds, yet it has been doing so in real waking life. This book is an outing, an unmasking of the vampire in the field of our human world, and I feel that over time, as my creative fluency deepens, more and more people are seeing what I am pointing at. It is as if in writing this book, I am actually enacting my dream and am changing the ending, as if doing living active imagination. How the waking dream unfolds from here on is truly up to us. I've been creating new articulations, such as these very words, to get across and share with others what I am seeing. The purpose of this book is to flood light on the insidious workings of this malevolent, vampiric figure that operates under the cover of darkness within the human psyche. As I've been progressively illuminating this malevolent entity out in the world, as well as within myself, it has become apparent that something deeper is revealing itself to me in and through the process. My personal encounter with Watiko has taught me something about the nature of evil, both human and suprahuman, that I evidently could not have learned any other way. In coming to terms with evil, I've had to see my own stake in it, in seeing my own complicity in the darkness that is playing out in my life. I've had to confront my own capacity for evil. This has forced me to reckon with my own conscience, as well as to open my heart. A Fight to the Death. In another dream that felt so real that it didn't feel like a dream at all, I'm lying in bed next to Dracula, who this time I clearly...